from 1999, when we gave them the opportunity to come into the political scene. We gave them everything in the platter of gold. They were having no money. They were no people in terms of personality, in terms of education, in terms of even popularity. But that opportunity was thrown into the dustbin. These are people that came into the political scene in 1999, voted into various political offices with high expectation. But right now we are regretting. The same old people are clamoring to come back, telling people shamelessly about re-election. What are they talking about? They should prove any reason why we will vote them into power again. My brother, let me tell you, it will never happen. And that is why this movement of making it right by Tamu Obrumo is real. Everybody must put hands on deck to making sure that we promote good leadership competence. This level of mediocrity that is ravaging around the Bomadi constituency must stop. This is the high time. We need people of vibrant personalities, capabilities to mount political position. It is high time we make this right. Support Tamu Obrumo. I am the best thing that will happen to anybody because this is my movement. This is your movement. This is our children's movement. This is our grandparents' movement. This is a movement of the people. When things are made right, everybody will smile. When things go wrong, it is all that will bear the brunt. And I don't want us to bear the brunt. Let us come out together today and rebuff these people that are clamoring that they are the good leaders. Indirectly, they are the ones trying to kill us. It is high time we come out and say in one voice that enough is enough. Let all of them that are going around siphoning public funds, depriving us of development, must stop. Nicholas Mutu must not be there. Senator James Manager must not be there. Basil Ganagana must not be there. Wherever they are, we don't want them. Anybody that have held a political position from 1999 to date, we don't want that kind of people. We need people of competence, people that are selfless, people that have the passion of the masses in their mind, people that will stand up today and tell people that the people's property, the people's property, the people's wealth, the people's whatever, the people's wherever you find them, the people is the people. These are the people that we want. Everything that's supposed to be a priority should be the people. It should be the people's education. It should be the people's wealth. It should be the people's destiny. It should be the people's religion. It is not an individual thing. We must come out together today, collect your PVCs, and let us chase these people out of our life. It is high time we come out and proclaim justice for the injustices. It is high time we come out and proclaim justice for the deprived people. It is high time we come out and proclaim justice for the people that have been deprived of underdevelopment, deprived of all kind of things. If you go around Bomadi constituency, hardly you will see a governmental building or company or parastator that is blossoming well. Just because our leaders have neglected us. No electricity, no road, no good school. Even health centers is not found. People die of just minor sicknesses like headache, like typhoid, like malaria. These are hospitals that are supposed to be there to take care of our old people. Our children are dying. Our pregnant women are in the mercies of God. This is because we have made a mistake, and that mistake is by allowing bad leadership to proclaim. Right now, we have to come together to denounce bad leadership. We have to put those people that are good, people that are competent, people that are morally justified to mount leadership position. I am Tamu Obrumo. I remain the movement. I remain making it right. Come together, let us fix this problem in 2019. Thank you.